Hey there, welcome to Intentional Living Center today. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. We're live in the studio and we're going to follow up here after 5 days of focusing on the topic of single parents and getting feedback from you all to open the phone lines. Love to hear from you. If you're a single mom or dad, what's a challenge that you have faced? How did you face it? What's one thing you've learned to be more successful? Or what's your question for me today as we wrap up this series on single parenting? Are you ready? This is Intentional Living. Let's talk.
Welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson, counselor and coach, husband and father, and your advocate for the family. Call now, 1-888-888-1717. Again, that's 1-888-888-1717. And now from the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, where we want to help you be intentional for your kids, here's Randy.
All right. Thank you, Kurt. And we do have our phone lines open at the number Kurt just gave you, 888-888-1717. We want to talk live here today from the Intentional Living Center. If you're a single mom or a single dad and you're raising your kids or grandkids or maybe you're a grandparent, but you're a single person raising those kids, what's the thing that you've learned? What's something you'd pass along to that single mom or dad just behind you? Maybe you look over your shoulder, you see them, they're coming. They're coming up behind you. They haven't hit some of those milestones or some of those opportunities or challenges you've already been through. What would you pass along to them? Or a question you have for me at 888-888-1717. The series that we just concluded, I started by making the statement that single parenting seldom starts happily. And of course, if you've been listening, you know I've been teaching from the book of Genesis on the life of Hagar, this woman who in many ways got blindsided. She didn't expect that. I mean, she didn't ask to become a single parent. She didn't ask to be thrown out of the family. She didn't ask to be out there in a desert alone. I mean, from a very human perspective, these weren't things that she expected or asked for. And most relationships, when you think about it, most relationships in life are sort of relationships that you develop that you're happy about. You're getting married, or you're going into a business partnership, or you're making a new friend, and these kinds of new relationships are happy. But when you become a single mom or dad, either by divorce or by death, or in some ways, sometimes just by virtue of illness, you start to feel like a single mom or dad. It's not a happy day, generally speaking. And I know we tap into a nerve because I just look at the phone and all of our multiple phone lines are jammed. And so we're going to get to the calls here as quickly as we can today with questions and comments. And if you missed any of this series, by the way, I'll be sharing with you how you can hear the entire teaching from the scripture and from the practical application of the life of Hagar on how to be a single mom or dad that's really making a difference in your life. So come and join us. The phone lines are open to you at 888-888-1717. A lot ahead in this half hour, so let's get at it. Number one is it's absolutely imperative to get to a point of forgiveness. You know, the scripture teaches that we're to forgive one another just as Christ has forgiven us. There had to be a point somewhere in Hagar's life where she was going to forgive Sarah and Abraham, if she was ever going to be free emotionally of what happened here. And good parenting means you set boundaries and you hold them accountable. You do everything that we talk about, intentional living, all of our parenting conferences as we go through the basics of parenting. It's really the same issues, except you're doing it alone. That's why my heart goes out to single moms and dads, and I say, God bless you. You guys got the toughest job on the planet, trying to do a two-person job all alone. Boy, that's true. That's an excerpt from the teaching over these last 5 days on some of the challenges that you face and how to be intentional as a single mom or dad. And in just a little bit, I'll tell you how you can get this complete teaching for yourself or for the single mom or dad that you know that could use some encouragement today. Let's get to the calls. Barry's on the line in Texas. Barry, welcome to the program today.
Hello, Dr. Randy. How are you today?
Good. I'm doing well. Thank you for your call. What's your question or comment?
Well, I wanted to make a comment about single parenting. I'll try not to get emotional about it, but I've had custody of my son since he was 4 months old, and he's going to be 9 years old next month. And I tell you, it's a challenge, but I think that it's easier when if people can get involved in their church and their church family, their Sunday school, and pray, and showing your child that you do make mistakes and that you're always asking for forgiveness. But just being there for them and not letting your career, because there's a big balance between being a single parent and career and homework and spending time with your child. And I think it's so important to just be there for them and just love them, even if we don't always have the answers. But we know God does. And my son, he gave his life to Christ in December.
That's great.
And, you know, he's still a baby Christian, but he's learning and he's at peace. Even we have an absent parent, but trying to keep both roles going at the same time can be emotionally heartfelt. It's tough, and you have to do a lot of sacrificing and just, you know, having enough at the end of the day to where you're not totally spent, where your child's glad to see you. You ask how their day is and just let them see you reading the Bible and sharing the word with them. And that has made this process through Mother's Day and through the holidays when other kids have both parents. And other kids ask, you know, my son all the time, do you have a mom or where's your mom? And sometimes he doesn't know how to answer all of that.
No.
And but we... he does see emotion. I think it's important that he does see the heart. Is that, you know, that dads have to be tough all the time, as it's always been taught. But he does see times when, you know, his dad hurts and loves him. And I love him to the moon and back. And I just want to share that with other parents, because I know that it's hard when you're working and you have to leave your child somewhere. And you have to go focus on your work and then, but yet come home and try to give back, you know, to the other part of being a parent.
Well, good for you, Barry. I mean, you started there at 4 months, you said, with your son, and now 9 years basically later, you're staying out, having to balance. I think one of the objectives of our series here on single parenting is realize that you can't do it all, and Barry points that out. You know, you got to put a balance between, hey, maybe there's going to be some things in my career that under different circumstances I may have done differently. I may have made a different priority there, but I'm choosing to make this the priority. And I think it's really important for every single mom and dad listening, and I think Barry echoes this. Someday you're going to look back, because those 9 years will go by quickly, those 18 years will go by quickly. Pretty soon that son or daughter will be grown, and you'll be looking back and saying, okay, what were my priorities? Boy, and it's so tough because I got to feed the family. I got to take care of the family, balancing. But I did the best I could to make sure that I kept my priorities as straight as I could for as long as I could for the right reason. And I think that's critical. All right. Thank you, Barry. Appreciate your call, my friend. Let me go to Gail in Michigan with a comment as a single mom here, Gail.
Yes, hello.
Hi there. Hi. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
What's your comment?
My comment is I've been a single mother for 14 years. I end up with two divorces. I had a really bad childhood. I got a book wrote. It's going to be published. That's to help other people heal through Christ, of course. And what I have to say to everyone out there, no matter what you're going through, God always makes a way when there's no way. Always. Mm-hmm. Every time I needed a big bundle of money to get like a roof on my house or this or that, God had it right then, right there. I mean, these big jobs would come up. I'm a painter. I needed some bigger money. I mean, every time I needed something, he was always there. Lord's my shepherd. And so I just want to tell everyone out there to stay focused. Stand on a word, his promises, and you'll get through it no matter what you go through. I got four sons. I got one that's a schizophrenic child. He becomes schizophrenic and through high school, so that was a big battle. And, you know, and I had one that was battling drugs, and I've been through it all. It was like I went through the valley, you know, and one day I was just doing dishes, and I put my dishes in my cupboard, and the Lord, his voice just come to me, Lord's my shepherd, I shall not want. Mm-hmm. And ever since that day, he's just taken care of everything. The problem is with people, I think, is that we're always trying to do everything ourselves.
Boy, is that not true. All right. Thank you, Gail. As a great reminder, you know, where's your strength come from? As a single mom or dad, it's got to be with him. Gail, thanks for calling. More calls standing by. We'll get to here in a moment. And we certainly hear your comments as well. 888-888-1717.
Well, I'm 40, and I'm a single mother of these 6, 5, and 4-year-old. And just for a year, I've been a single mom. So I am very blessed in that I have support for my children, and I personally have a bit of support for the next few years. And so starting over, this is the first time in my life that I started over without, I lived in my parents' house, and then I went to college, and even then I still was able to fall back on, you know, going home and things, and then I got married, and so here I am alone, and it's very different, you know. God is, I know our God is not a God of fear, but still, the harsh reality is that the dream was to raise children that would, you know, further God's kingdom and have a family and a, you know, a spouse, and that was my dream.
And you know, sometimes those dreams get broken, and I just would say to someone listening, I know there's got to be a mom or a dad listening, you're just on the front end of this thing of being a single parent, and I hear the stories about the loneliness, about the scary pain and difficulty and the fears. And what we do as human beings, you've seen it. We've all seen it in the lives of others. We have this tremendous need to try to get things back to normal. You know, we want to just get back to some sort of normalcy. And in the process, realizing that in the process of trying to, quote, get back to normalcy, we do stupid things. There's a tendency sometimes to kill the loneliness and the scary pain by just starting another relationship, just jumping into another relationship, thinking that's going to take care of it. And the fact is, it usually doesn't. It becomes more difficult. That's why if the focus is, hey, God has given me this opportunity to raise these children, that's my priority, that's my focus, I'm not going to get sidetracked, I'm going to heal, I'm going to grow, I'm going to do what I got to do. And that's just a word to someone today who's just starting out in this process of being a single mom or dad. Okay, Teresa's on the line in Arizona. Hi there, Teresa. Welcome to Intentional Living Center.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. Appreciate your call. What's your comment? What's your comment?
So my comment is, Becca, I've been a single mom for 10 years. Mm-hmm. I recently had just married the love of my life, my best friend, but I had been single and doing it all by myself. For the first, I want to say, probably about 2 years of my daughter's life, and my daughter, she's special needs, the light of my world. I felt so very prideful. I was so far gone from being a Christian woman at that point in time, but I felt so prideful that I can do this myself. And it took me so long to really realize that I needed God in my life, that I needed not only God in my life, but I needed my family and my friends, that community, to be there to help me with raising my daughter. And then about 4 years later, I get pregnant with my son. And again, it was, I wasn't thinking right. I wasn't in the right state of mind. I wasn't a very firm believer of Christ at the time, and ended up being stupid and wanting to just do what I wanted to do and not be the mom. But I needed that parentship. I needed that community again of my family and my friends. And everybody has pulled together. They've helped me with my kids. I have seen so much love and compassion, not only from my special needs daughter, who shows me the unconditional love that Jesus Christ has given us, but from my family and my friends, and with the helping of me being able to raise my kids. It's been one crazy journey, and now that I finally found that man that has been there, that is going to be there for me for the rest of my life, I can finally share that journey with somebody else. knowing that I'm not the only one that's going to be doing this by myself. My thing, my comment for other single parents out there is, hold on. The Lord has a plan for you. Whether you are just coming into being a single parent of one or more kids, or you have been a single parent for years like I had, the Lord has a plan for you.
Mm.
He had a plan for me. I raised my special Down syndrome little daughter. I've raised my typical normal little boy, or what society believes is normal, because for all we know, special needs children are the normal ones, and we're the ones that are special needs. You know?
Yes.
But the Lord had a plan for me. He had a plan that I had to have these two children. Granted, they have separate fathers, and I was never married, and I wish with all my might that I could have been married and had kids, but that was not the plan for me. Lord's plan was for me to grow as a, not only as a human being and a compassionate human being, but as a parent also with these two children, knowing that there's something more out there for me. And then he threw in the mix of my wonderful husband, who has not only my whole entire heart, but loves my children as though they were his own. And that's something that's going to come for any single parent, whether it's a male or female. You're going to have somebody that's going to walk into your life that's going to not only love you for who you are, but also love your kids and want them to be your kids. That's the joy of being a single parent in the most part. But at the same time, being a single parent, it is so hard.
Mm. It really is. All right. Hey, thank you for your call. Boy, what a story. You know, the journeys we're hearing today, the lines have been jammed. I want to get to some more calls if we can. Take a quick break. We'll be back. Hey, listen, I want to say this. Right now, welcome to a whole new group of listeners, to a new family that's joining us in San Luis Obispo at KLFF 89.3 is now Family Life Radio in the Central Coast of California. And as a new listener, let me tell you, our passion here on this station and for you in this community is to help you live intentionally in Christ, to experience God's best to help you in your marriage, your family, your work, to stand with you and encourage you in your journey and do life with you. That's why this station is on the air. So welcome all listeners at 89.3 in San Luis Obispo. We'd love to have you join us anytime. You can call and be a part of the program. Today, talking about being intentional as a single mom or dad.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio.
The Intentional Living Center invites you to the Thrive Conference for Families and Business, coming to Grand Canyon University Arena, Phoenix, October 26th. Register early to assure seating for you and your family. Every day, your faith, your family, your finances, and your future are at stake. And at the Thrive Conference, you're going to gain a lot of encouragement for you and your family. Early bird registration discounts available at familybusinessconference.com. That's familybusinessconference.com.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Today's live show kind of wraps up Dr. Randy's five-part teaching, Intentional Living for Single Parents. And for your gift to the ministry, you can receive this entire teaching. But when you become a monthly partner, you not only get this teaching, but the entire monthly series, High Stake Relationships, Volume 2, which includes Intentional Living for Blended Families, Intentional Faith, and Being Before Doing in Marriage. That's 17 days of teaching when you become a monthly partner. Then, every month, you'll receive more teaching series from Dr. Randy. To join, go to theintentionallife.com or call 1-888-1717 during West Coast business hours and press number 4. Dr. Randy.
Okay, thank you, Kurt. I appreciate it. We're back here live in our broadcast studios at the Intentional Living Center today, focusing on, as Kurt mentioned, wrapping up the series on single parenting. The ministry of intentional living is all about how we actually live our lives. Here's what we believe. Here's what we see. There is plenty of information available in life. If we stay close to what the Scripture teaches and we have good counsel, there's lots of practical information. We produce a lot of it here. I mean, we have videos and we have tapes and we have small group sessions and we have conferences and we do all sorts of things to really share what the Bible teaches about the practical things in the five essential areas of life. But most of us will admit it's not that we lack information, it's that we're not intentional. Intention, it means that we, at the very core, say, that is my intention. I'm going to stretch for that one thing. And that's why the power of one thing is so much a part of what we teach. Just think about it. I mean, this is just makes common sense. If you were to do in the next hour the next right one thing for your family and then do that the following hour, the one right thing for your family, and you were to do that consistently over 24 hours, over 7 days, over 30 days, over a year, over many years, your life will be different. And it comes down not to 1,000 things, but what's that one thing that would make the biggest difference in your life today and in the next hour for your family? And when you do that one thing, boy, powerful things start to happen. That's what we teach, to figure out what pleases Christ and then do it. Okay, let's go to Stacy, who's on the line in Arizona. Stacy, welcome to Intentional Living Center.
Hi, thank you.
Appreciate it. I appreciate your call. What's your comment on single parenting?
Well, before I get there, I want to thank you for doing this high-stakes relationship series and the single parent. I've been to several of your conferences, and I put in the comment, you know, talk about adult kids and talk about this, because I've never been the mother of adult kids before. Mm. So,
well, good. I'm glad
you've been. Thank you so much for all these conferences, because I'm learning.
Well, good. I'm glad you've been able to attend.
Well, I was a single parent. My kids were 4, 5, and 12. And what I found was that it seemed to me my ex was more interested in keeping tabs on me or trying to create problems for me than being intentional by spending quality time with kids.
Mm.
And so, therefore, it caused a lot of problems. We were in court a lot. And the end result, my kids now, and then for job security so that I knew I would be able to take care of my kids, I ended up going into law enforcement. So I kind of played with mom and dad. I did the guide things to some degree. But that still didn't fill that hole that especially my boys needed for their dad and my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And so now my kids are 37, 30, and 28. My daughter just doesn't have a dad. My two boys are mad at me because I was a cop. I took care of them. They had all their needs met. I spent time with them. You know, I gave up my life for them. And then they don't really have a relationship with their dad. Strange.
Well, Stacy, let me jump in because the phone's breaking up a little bit. But let me just add something, Stacy. We got probably many parents who've been single moms or dads and have grown children today who are walking away from the Lord or walking away from the family. Let me just say that's not only for single parents. Every family listening knows someone or has had that kind of experience. We live in a world where there's a lot of things that draw our kids away. And my encouragement is, no matter if you're a single mom or dad or a grandparent, or if you're a mom and dad together raising your kids, and now you've got a son or daughter that's walked away from the Lord or been on that, you know, in that direction, you do what the dad of the prodigal must have done every day and pray and just keep your heart warm and tender. As the Scripture says in 1 Thessalonians, be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances. You know, and even the circumstances that we don't like, to every day faithfully pray for our kids, pray for our grandkids, pray that God will do an amazing work in their lives. Okay, Stacy, thank you for your, by the way, thank you for your service as an officer, police officer. We say thanks to all police officers. Thank you for your service.
One of the things that I'm doing to be intentionally single right now is I have two boys, and basically I just try to make sure that I'm doing everything that I can do to be the best mom that I can be for them.
I am a single mom. I just lost my job 2 weeks ago. I just wonder if there's anybody up there can help me through God.
I just found it on the radio. I'm 25, a single mom. God has a plan, and every situation, you know, that's difficult is temporary, and that's how I look at my struggles. Get up 8 times if you fall down 7, and that's so true. It's only temporary, and it does get better.
Yes, it does. You know, that's a great reminder. Just, you know, get up and keep going every day. That's living intentionally. You know, we've got a passion here to help families at Intentional Living, including a very underserved group of people. And there are families that work together in business, either own a business, work together in a business, want to start a business. It could be you work out of your home. It could be that you have a large business with many employees. But from a Christian perspective, to help you really be successful, I have a passion to help you and your family business be successful. Because when you are, you impact a lot of people, your staff, your family, your community. It makes a difference. And we have that conference you've been hearing about, called the Thrive Conference for Families and Business. Jerry Colangelo, I mean, he's a legend in business, and he's going to talk about leadership. That alone is going to be worth the whole day. But my friend Dr. Kevin Lehman is going to talk about his own experiences as a leader in a family business. Brian Mueller, president and chief executive officer at Grand Canyon University. Rick and Holly Beatenbow. We've got a lot of others joining us on video. It's just going to be a great day. October 26th, Phoenix. You can get registered. Come on, we do have limited seating. We're going to be at tables in the rounds and just sharing and growing and questions. You can join us online and other places around the planet or live in Phoenix. Again, Thrive Conference, go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, and click on the events there and you can find it and so on. I'd love to see you. Also, thanks to all of you who are standing with us in support. This entire series on single parenting, the teaching series, is our gift to you as you stand with the ministry of Intentional Living with your very best gift today. This is probably the last time we're mentioning this, so this is the time to call or go online to theintentionallife.com. Emotional adultery in marriage. That's the topic tomorrow. We'll see you then.